Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Now, as you may have seen, going to study in the US may soon become all but impossible thanks to new regulations from US Immigration and Customs Enforcement. On the line is Dr. Gayatri Devi from Lockhaven University in Pennsylvania. Gayatri, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So could you run us through what these changes and regulations, what they are?
Yes. Earlier this week on Monday, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement sent a directive to all academic institutions. And under these new directives, students who come to the U.S. to study this fall on an F-1 or an M-1 visa, and these are non-immigrant student visa categories, if their universities decide to go online for the fall semester, the students will have really two options. They can either switch to find another university, find another program that is actually meeting in person, or they lose their immigrant status in the U.S. and will consequently be deported. So there is a time limit for all of these things. Universities have been given, I believe, till August 4th to update the student information on the CEVIS information system, which is actually monitored by the Department of Homeland Security, so which oversees immigration in the country. So it's given out as a kind of a choice for students. International students to either find an in-person program or get deported by U.S. immigrations. It's really not a choice.
Is it clear what the situation would be if the course in question, because I know that many third-level institutions here in Ireland are going to have a mixture. They will have a reduced amount of in-person teaching,
yes. But
a lot of it will be online.
Right. So if universities actually decide a hybrid kind of a model, they are putting restrictions on how students can only take, one hybrid model, like one class that is employed, one class that's partly online and partly in face. And, that comes with its own restrictions, that you cannot really stay in status with just three credits or with just one class. So it's really not a choice. And vast number of students are, we have about a million international students in the country. So it's really not a choice at this point.
Mm. So does it look like the majority of that million students will have to go back to their own countries?
Well, I hope not, because yesterday both MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Harvard, they both sued the administration. The state of California has sued the administration. California is the, the largest host for international students in the U.S. So I'm guessing there's going to be some kind of an injunction or some kind of a legal affordance will have to be brought forth to review this sort of extreme rule that has now been put into place. And different universities are also looking at local management on how to actually work with PhD students or graduate students, depending on what their cases are, on how to make sure that they do not fall into this category called losing their status.
Mm. Now, and because of this, a lot of people have said it's the majority of these students are students of color. They come from countries that Donald Trump mightn't approve of or whatever. But whatever his motives might be at the moment, given that the United States has the worst outbreak of COVID in the world, isn't it a sensible move not to let any more people in?
I don't believe so, because I don't think, you know, when you actually look at what the student visa is, and when you actually look at the sort of the overall picture, it's, you know, if at all, if students decide not to come into the U.S., then that's their choice. If you have a student in Ireland who decides not to come to the U.S., then that's their choice. But the, you know, the United States government cannot really stop a senior student, a student who might be graduating this semester, a student who might be trying to finish up a course of study, a student who might be trying to get their dissertation defended, a student who might be trying to, you know, work on an internship or work in a laboratory and finish a publication with a professor. You cannot really exclude and evict and expel international students from coming into the country. And in Immigration and Customs Enforcement hasn't really given us a reason for why this rule has actually been changed. The international students in March, when many universities went online, they were allowed to continue their study, just like domestic students. There were no changes. And the pandemic is an exceptional case. It's not, it's not going to be. We hope it'll run its course, and certainly life will be changed. But still, you know, it's a temporary thing. We are not looking at the next 10 years of, you know, living in a COVID pandemic or 4 years of academic study.
One would hope not. We leave it there. That phone line wasn't fantastic, but thank you so much for speaking with us today. That's Dr. Gayatri Devi, an associate professor of English in Lockhaven University in Pennsylvania, and she has an article in today's Guardian on this particular issue as well. It should be pointed out in case you need to find out more about it. And there is that the court cases some universities are taking, so we'll probably find out more about what's going to happen.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.